You know the old expression, talk is cheap? That's right. You see, it's easy to talk the talk, but how about walking the walk? James says faith without works is dead. Faith without action is dead. It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. My friend, I don't want to just say it, I want to live it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we are delighted to have you with us today on Truth in Fact. We are in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Praise God for the promise of the Word of God. I think it's imperative, first of all, that we call to God, or that we pray, or that we seek the face of the Lord or His presence. What I find today is there is a lack of spiritual hunger for the truths of God and for His presence. The other day I was talking to a friend of mine. He was showing me on Google Earth the places where he used to live in Mexico and the dirt roads and the churches. And he said that people would walk 3 to 4 hours to go to church, 3 to 4 hours to go back home. That's how devoted they were. And yet, you know, the truth is some folks can't get out of bed and drive 10 minutes down the road to get to their church to worship God. Well, why is that? A lack of hunger for truth and to know God, a lack of desire to know Him. Paul said that he wanted to know God and the power of His resurrection. I pray that we have that desire in our hearts also to know God. In America, we have so much, and yet we have so little. We have all the comforts of life, but we lack the hunger pains for spiritual truths, and it's killing us. I didn't say we lack hunger for entertainment or biscuits and gravy. I didn't say we lack hunger for rock and roll-based worship. But most of the church in America is living on comfort-based choices, and it can cost you your life or your friend's life. It can cost you your soul. No, the real problem is with issues of the heart, a lack of hunger for spiritual realities and spiritual truths. Yes, I agree, there is a famine in our hearts for more of God. Not everybody, praise God. There are those, and praise God for them, that do hunger for the Lord. But many of them do not hunger for the Lord, and therefore there's no evidence of change. Now the scripture tells us, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Praise God, what a promise, what hope, what expectation and comfort we can have in the scriptures. Oh yes, there is the possibility that God is not showing us great and mighty things because we are not calling to Him. In other words, we could be missing some things. No, I find that we often settle for much less than what God wants to do through us. Jeremiah 32 and 27, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? And we answer, no, Lord, absolutely not. Nothing's too hard for God. God can do anything. Sure He can. You see, we believe that with God all things are possible. Yet when we face a difficult situation in our lives or a crisis, we begin to qualify our belief in God, and we lower our expectations of what God will do or what God can do. Friend, it's one thing to believe God could perform a miracle in the Bible or 1,000 years ago, but it's another thing to wholeheartedly believe that God could do anything He chooses to do in our lives today. Oh yes, it's easier to believe God for somebody else than it is for ourselves. You know, with my own sickness that started back in 2007, I had trouble believing God for myself. I could pray for others. I could believe for others. But when it came to myself, I struggled beyond belief. And don't be too quick to thrust your opinion until you go through something like this yourself, because we all have a critical eye until it happens to us. No, when God speaks to us, what we do next proves what we believe about Him, regardless of what we say about Him. We can say all kinds of things about God, but it's our actions that really prove what we believe about Him. In other words, we can talk up a good talk, but what about our walk? My friend, I want to walk it. I want to believe it. I want to stand upon it. And I pray that you desire to do so yourself. Oh, my friend, may God strengthen our faith to trust Him more and more.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.